Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hulu Plus. Yes, Hulu Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Try it now and get a cool special deal, a free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, can I have a timpani?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, hey, Mike.
We begin our mailbag Thursday with an author that is a fan of the show, Marie Chastain.
Mary. It's Mary.
Oh, Mary. How do you know that?
Because she was just a guest on Omeracast.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, okay. She's hot and happening in the Omera sphere.
I'm sorry. Mary.
Yeah. Omera sphere.
Well, why didn't she spell it M-A-R-Y? She's an author. You would think she'd spell it correctly.
It's the same reason you put an extra B on your name. It's look at me.
So is it like, nah.
look at me.
It's the attention. And,
I think so. And look at the attention it's gotten her.
Doodlebug and Laser, Ghost Hunters, The Dark Man.
Oh, it sounds scary.
And this is the book by Mary Chastain, sounds a listener racial. Of TMOS.
Oh.
You get one, Rob.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I'd love
you
one.
You get one, Oscar.
What is this?
Well, Oscar, I got yours. They're there autographed.
Oh, Doodlebug okay. and Laser participate in a podcast interview where they tell a tale of their first ghost hunt, a terrifying scare, and a life lesson they will not soon forget. Join the ghost hunting duo as they walk down memory lane with their friends and into the dark radio and teach us all a very valuable lesson.
You have mine. They're autographed, and I have yours. You see.
All right.
This is cool. You know, I love this type of book jacket.
Yes.
What, because it's like smooth?
It's got a matte feel.
Oh, cool.
I like smelling
cool
it.
Cool to the touch.
I wonder if this is appropriate for children, since it's about cool. dogs fighting crime.
And dark men.
It sure looks like it's a kid's book.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know, I don't understand this part here. Join the ghost hunting duo as they walk down memory lane with their friends at... Into the Join the ghost hunting duo as they walk down memory lane with their friends at Into the Dark Radio and teach us all a valuable lesson. Is this promoting another podcast?
I don't think so. I think it must be a mythical podcast that the dogs listen to because so dogs, as a rule.
So it's actually a book that has a podcast in it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? The
pretty
problem,
cool.
Speak to our typesetter. Into the Dark should be either underlined or in italics.
You are a dick.
Well, that's why Mike didn't
that's
read it
terrific.
Right. Yeah,
that's
great.
Good.
You know what? That'll be the first book to put on your young son's shelf.
I'm going to keep mine.
Okay.
I'm going to keep mine.
And do I save this for the end?
You can, yes. I think
right.
that would be nice.
Then let's dive right into the birthdays for Thursday. It's great to have you with us. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. We begin with a big 16th birthday. Jake Cole.
Jake Cole.
He's a star tennis player at Dominion High School in Sterling.
That's the way we say it out there.
We had a listener years ago Sterling. On the old Donna Mike show that said Sterling.
I loved
and,
it.
I said, where are you from, dear? Sterling.
S-T-E-R-L-I-N apostrophe.
But it should Sterling. Be pronounced Sterling.
Right.
And, well, way to go, Jake. He happens to be a big fan of Internet Radio Tommy. Thomas, perhaps a few words.
Now, this is a big deal. You know who Ooh. Jake Cole's dad is.
Who's
that?
That
for me?
Dan Cole?
What's that?
Did you do that for me? It's on GOAT anyway. That's pretty cool.
I noticed that it was there, so I didn't even give you the heads
That's
up.
That's pretty cool.
Because I didn't want...
Not King Cole?
No, it's Dan Cole's son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hi, boys.
I guessed.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm okay. You wanted me to say hi to J. Cole?
Hey, do you ever go to Sterling?
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the good ship Internet Radio Tommy.
Wow.
It's 17-year mission while living at home is to do a podcast from my mom's basement.
Do we know where you live?
To boldly go where no nerd has ever gone before.
Nerd. Have we ever asked where you lived?
Where I live?
Yeah.
Sterling.
You live in Sterling?
Yes, I do.
With your moms?
Yeah. Yeah, we live in a split level.
I think I know the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's very
just
nice.
Just off Sterling Boulevard?
Yeah.
It's on Watford Drive.
I go to the Alamo Draft House.
Do you? What do you see there?
Movies.
They don't allow... You go with your parents, they don't allow kids there.
That's true. I go with Mom and not Dad.
No.
Dad hasn't been around in a very long time.
You go with your other mom, too?
Now stop it, Rob. You're not supposed to bring that up.
Well, I know that your mom...
You're dead.
No, it's not that
you have
two
moms. What's the matter with you today?
Is it your mom has a companion?
Yeah, a close uncle.
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is.
More of an aunt.
Anyway, Hey, J. Cole.
Say it again. I like we use the character voice, Tom.
J. Cole. You're a star tennis player. Happy birthday. Goodbye.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Bye, boys. Bye, dicks.
Tom. The lovely Kelly Cassidy had a birthday yesterday, and she would like nothing more than a Southern birthday aphorism a la Francis Underwood from Matthew Bloom, our beloved pony boy. So she wants Matthew to deliver the aphorism? Is
yes.
that what she wants?
What's an aphorism?
Would you explain what an aphorism
is? It's a saying, a clever saying, like something that Francis Underwood would say.
Just want to make sure,
though. Who's Francis Underwood?
Vice President.
Aphorism was given to us by the listener, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
If you put that in there, I would have stabbed you.
No, but you know what? It is truly appropriate when we had Frank Underwood in the other day.
I thought it would be a cliche.
That was a list of aphorisms.
Aphorisms.
I thought they were cliches.
And aphorisms,
the best way
to remember that, it would be like it's related, even though it's not, to affirmations. An aphorism, but it's not really related.
No,
that's how I would remember it, aphorism.
How about what's a cliche, then?
Well, if an aphorism is overused, it becomes a cliche.
Ooh.
A cliche is really sort of an insult.
Oh, I'm going to drop that knowledge on the guys in shipping today.
That'll go great. Hey, Pete Doyle, guess what I learned?
Large vocabulary words are just like luggage. If you carry too many of them around, you ain't going to get to your destination.
Nice.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Right off the top of my head.
Well done.
All right, Pony, does Pony have an aphorism for Kelly Cassidy?
Kelly, when it's your birthday, you have to reach out and take whatever you want. Whether or not...
What?
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. Do you want to start again?
No.
Okay. I'm giving him an A-minus for the effort. I thought that
pretty
was terrific.
Oh, I think it started out as an A-minus and it finished with a different grade.
His name is Nick Davies, TMOS fan, proud American, 36-year-old douchebag. And let us not forget Peter Hennessy, celebrating in the great state of Maine. Happy birthday from all of us and Harry Morgan. All right.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm dead long, long since.
Hey, do you think it's nice that we were able to include both birthdays together? You had two requests this week.
Yeah, and both for Harry Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the great state of Maine.
You like Maine?
Pine trees, lobsters, seaweed.
Do they call it, is it vacation land?
What vacation land.
That's great.
Also the pine tree state.
Ever shoot any dragnet up there?
No, never did. No. Jack Webb never got out of L.A. County.
Why not?
I didn't care for it. Like to stay in his own home, go to the movie set, go home and eat cheese.
How is his hygiene?
His hygiene was horrible. He may have looked put together on the old Dragnet TV show, but he smelled like ass. Happy birthday, boys. Ta-ta.
And now, Oscar Santana, please dust off your popular Rob Spiewak impression and wish Feliz Cumpleaños to Brian Culligan.
Mm.
Yes, Kelly, he's 41. Brian Culligan is 41.
Oh, hi, guys. I was just working on my jukebox. Oh, I see here you have a letter. Brian, happy birthday. And remember, when S happens, there's always tomorrow.
Hey, if I ever really sound like Rob
Spiewak.
Get the paddles ready, because I really think I'll probably have about 1 foot in the grave.
Chris Heilig turns 41 today and had been listening since he was in the WAVA days. He's been listening then. He wonders if Major Bill Smith has any suggestions for his birthday dinner. I think you could get some lima beans and some German potato salad and have a good time there, Chris Heilig.
You know, I almost didn't put this one in.
Everybody that I'm doing today is dead. That
Mage?
Should tell me why. I should even be doing a show.
Mage, I almost didn't put this in, except I was able to find your music, and I thought it might be a nice blast from the past.
Well, this is Major Bill Smith. Chris Heilig, I hope you're having a good time. Man, you ought to come down here. Have a meal, man. Lima beans and German potato salad, as I just mentioned. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, thank you very much. Lee Todd cordially suggests... Lee Todd!
Hey, who he is? Bring him out!
He cordially suggests that his birthday would be better if Colonel Rob Spiewak could head out and buy him some Kentucky bourbon. Rob, do you have the car gassed up?
You know what? I think he's... What he wants me to do...
Oh.
I think he wants me to say, I'll be right back.
There he goes. Going to get that Kentucky bourbon. Fantastic. This weekend, Charles doing it the biggest Rodriguez.
That's his name on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Charles doing it the biggest Rodriguez has a birthday. Can Robert De Niro offer him some life advice? Anything.
anything at all.
Can Mr. De Niro do that?
You have to ask him.
Bob De Niro.
Ask him what I can give him.
Can you give him some life advice?
I can give him nothing. Nothing. He gets nothing. And incidentally, as far as celebrities go, have you ever seen a more unhappy man than Robert De Niro?
He's always miserable.
Seems he looks unhappy. Like he is totally miserable all the time. And I would imagine if you weren't predisposed to have the personality and the gregarious nature of a Tom Hanks, you know, and you were more like an introverted Robert De Niro, as famous as he is, that's got to be a slice of hell.
When I saw him on the Oscars presenting, it looked like he was counting down from 100 to how soon he could get off the stage.
I'll
he looked
be
like he'd been
you,
anywhere else.
Criticizing your every move.
Sometimes when you have so much talent, I think you're cursed.
If you're talented and
is
you want to do
Mike?
That.
You're happy all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm unhappy, miserable all the time. That's the way it is. Happy first birthday. Happy first birthday to Margaret Mariah Ortiz y Pino.
Pino.
Jesus Christ. What is this, Rob? Happy first birthday to Margaret Maria Ortiz y Pino?
Yeah, and it's...
What the hell? What?
That's the pronouncer that the mother sent.
Y Pino.
Ortiz y Pino. What's with this many names? What's going on with that?
Well, I didn't name the child. I just prepared the birthday
segment. No, but why does the child have four names? I think it's a one-year-old.
Well, it's a Mexican thing.
It's a one-year-old. I don't understand why it's necessary to put an and in it also, which in Spanish is E.
Let's just call her Peggy.
In Latin America, sometimes you have two last names.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Margaret Maria Ortiz y Pino. And they put the E between the two last names?
No, I think the name is just Epino.
Epino?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. She has no voice request because she can't talk yet. But she wanted you to know that all of her birthday gifts are coming through our Amazon portal. Nice!
Nice.
That is nice.
Maybe she could buy another name.
Hello, Belfast! Here's an Irish greeting to Roy Miller from his wife, Amy. We know Amy. We've talked to her before.
Of course.
Happy O-Birthday.
My favorite part today.
Matt Todd turns 33 this weekend, and he'd like to invite all of us at TMOS to a party at his house. Or as Rob wrote, as his house.
Oh,
you drink
a typo.
Any Crown last night?
Not a drop.
Okay. Although he realizes that's as douchey as Jerry Glanville leaving will call tickets for Elvis Presley at every home game. Happy birthday, Matt. All right. Scott Bergson. That's one you maybe could have thrown away.
I like Matt Todd, and that was what he wanted me to say. So
Scott Bergson.
Thanks, Matt, for including that.
Scott Bergson is now, right now, 37 years old. Can Bill O'Reilly comment on Scott's alleged torrid love affair with Condoleezza Rice? Well, hey, look. Here it is. Scott Bergson, you know, he wants to be a big shot. Scott wants people to say, you know, if he's walking down the street that he's got a relationship with Condi Rice. He doesn't know Condi Rice. He's never met Condi Rice, but he wants people to think that. What he does is he comes out on Facebook, gets his social networking, walks around saying, hey, I knew the former Secretary of State. It's not true. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Have you ever been with any famous women political figures?
Oh, absolutely.
Like who?
I had a 13-year affair with Madeleine Albright in my room at Marist. We did it standing up all the time.
Oh, wow. All the time.
We'll do it live. Thank you very much.
Quite the core string.
A lot of core strength.
A quick get well soon wish to Catherine Hutton. Sounds like a movie star who is 11. What a beautiful name that is. And had foot surgery this week. She loves Charlie and would like to know if he could help her out by pushing her wheelchair around while she recovers. All right. Here he comes right now.
Hey, Charles.
Be glad to.
Wow. Quick visit right there. I'm not sure. In related news, Adam Hurst will be spending his birthday at a local eatery. Oh, Charlie Warrens.
Charlie Warrens.
Have you seen a good cheese stick?
I'm sorry. This one got me.
I love a cheese
stick. This one got me because it's a... Have you seen a good cheese stick lately? Have you enjoyed a potato skin, Charlie Warren? I can't do it. I apologize. Not professional. The number one voice in Washington. Welcome to Oh Charlie Warren. That's silly. Danny Giles is a 20-year listener with a birthday on Saturday. Can Rob wish him happy birthday in a genuinely warm and heartfelt manner? Are you capable of doing that?
You bet, Danny. Go f*** yourself.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good luck with this name, Mike.
Here it is. Rob was sending me a personal note.
I was.
Sabine Demoiseau.
I think that's about as good as you can get.
Sabine Demoiseau. Can a non-committal pronounce this birthday girl's name?
Well, hey to the high to the high. Quite a storm we had, and I know at the Demoiseau house, it was really tough for Sabine to do the shoveling.
It was.
Jesus Christ. Okay. And
you know who else likes to shovel?
Who's that?
Oh, Charlie Warren.
Oh, Charlie Warren. How you doing, everybody? Have you got any nachos? Have you tried our salsa? Charlie Warren. Oh, Charlie Warren. Fantastic. Have you had our teriyaki wings? Oh, Charlie Warren. Anyway, thank you. At age 42 on the 8th, Mark Andy Redmond. Now, I'm sorry. That is the domain of the female.
Okay.
When you put the third name in on the guy, it just should be illegal. Mark Andy Redmond is looking ahead to his retirement. Well, it's going to come sooner than later if you use those three names, Mark or Andy Redmond.
Mark Andy?
Andy Redmond. Andy Redmond is looking ahead to his retirement. Does Larry Fine recommend the Hollywood Country Home and Hospital?
Let me tell you something, Mark Andy Redmond. If you keep using those three names, you're going to end up in the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital. Hey, Mark.
You only use two names, Larry.
That's right. Larry Fine.
It is fine.
Right. Curly Fine. Mo Howard. Shemp Howard. Two names.
That's all you need. What about, though, Curly Joe Derita?
He was lousy. He was lousy with the syphilis.
Anyway, finally, Tina Allen has a birthday tomorrow and would like nothing more than to hear Rob as a combination angry sugar glider and as Nell. Rob, go ahead.
All right. I think we have to combine them, so you go.
Winning a tea chicken pain there!
Reason he put he gave himself his own kicker. That's how strong he knew it would be.
I'd like to
have a repeat, please.
Okay. What an attention can they pen.
Oh God.
That's strong. See?
I didn't even need to come in.
All right, hold on.
I disagree.
We have a letter here, our last letter of the day. Hey guys, been a fan since way back during the WAVA days and remain a fan today. I want to thank you for all you do. I look forward to the podcast each and every day. My father recently passed away. I'm sorry to hear that. And I've had trouble dealing with his death. Your show has been a bright spot in my life, and it gives me a smile that I seem to have lost. I can never repay what you have given me. That's all terrific.
Isn't that nice?
Mike, I know how big a Red Sox fan you are, and I found these cards among my father's belongings. Wow. I would love for you to have them. Rob and Oscar, I also found these stamps, one from Bolivia, and one that, well, has the name Adolf on it.
Very sweet.
Hold on a second. All right, hold on. All right, wait a minute. All right, I'm listening.
So what are they? They're baseball cards, right?
Okay, good. It's not Adolf Hitler's stamp. But
no.
Here are your stamps, boys. The Bolivian
stamp.
Oh, nice. Oscar, I deem that you probably should have that.
And he gave
me thank you. Thanks, Rob. Really
wow,
big of you.
This is great.
Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, you really are from Bolivia, and I don't know many people named Adolf. So.
It's not much, but thank you for making this pain go away, even for an hour a day. Keep
very
bringing
sweet.
The funny
these
from Mike
cool.
Lyon. What a wonderful, wonderful letter. That's better than anything you
my
can give
my mom
us.
Is going to freak out when she sees this stamp.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. Not the Adolf one.
I'm so
old. Why are you old? Why are you old?
I am so old because I remember this guy. I remember Louis Aparicio. He was the shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Great glove man
he
for
was some
the
native.
Red Sox.
Those are like early 70s
that
was Topps cards they look
that was
like.
Not yeah. as good a shortstop. Mario Guerrero that played for the Red Sox. Cecil Cooper. Look at those sideburns.
Nice.
I remember that. Wow. He played for the Red
Black
Sox
man.
Right there. Now, here's a guy most people know. Carlton Fisk.
I've heard of him.
There's Carlton Fisk. 1975 home run to win game 6 of the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, I love baseball.
Baseball
card
collectors would call that an inaction card.
Yeah, this is pretty terrific. And now this is a turn back the clock. 10 years ago, 1967. There's the man, Carl Yastrzemski.
There he is.
Wow,
and you know how
so
old
cool.
I am? Carl yeah. Yastrzemski's grandson is now playing. I think his name might be Michael Jr. I'm not sure. But he is playing for the Baltimore Orioles. He's with their system
would
right
it be
now.
Carl Jr.?
I'm not sure. I'll look it up, but I know that somebody Facebooked me.
Great hamburgers.
He's playing Carl's Jr. Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I got a telegram from headquarters today.
Headquarters? What is it?
Well, it's a big building where generals meet, but that's not important right now. They've cleared you of any blame for what happened on that raid. Isn't that good news?
Is it? Because of my mistake, six men didn't return from that raid.
Seven, Lieutenant Zip died this morning. But Dr. Sandler says you'll be out in a week. Isn't that wonderful?
Wish I could say the same for George Zip.
Be patient, Ted. Nobody expects you to get over this immediately. I've found a wonderful apartment for us. Has a brick fireplace and a cute little bedroom with mirrors on the ceiling and...
Red Leader, I'm going down!
Captain Jolene. He thinks he's a pilot, still fighting the war.
I found the tunnel, Johnson! It's this way! $25 for a cigarette is too much!
Oh.
What's his problem?
It's Lieutenant Hurwitz. Severe shell shock. Thinks he's Ethel Merman.
You'll be swell! You'll be great! Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, start now. Honey, everything's coming up right.
War is hell.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Cabbie Fiber Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We broadcast all over the planet, powered by Encore Insurance Services. We have over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Tom Suter!
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Because they get it. Now, we are in day, I think, three or four of our push for our good friends at Encore, and we'd like you to do a favor for us and get in touch with this fantastic company. The brand new year has begun, and we want you to get yourself some life insurance. Encore will do this for you. They're here to help. They will survey the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry, and they will compare the premiums for you. This is free. This does not cost you anything. Oscar did it. He got some life insurance out of the deal. All we want you to do is call toll-free and do this as a personal favor to me, 866-347-5748, to get a free life insurance quote. When I say free, it's all free. There's no obligation. No salesman will visit you at all. If you prefer your computer, go to smartterm.com. That's SMARTTERM.com. You'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service there. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Really one of the biggest supporters of the Mike O'Mara Show since we have begun.
Yes.
And we want you to support them by calling them today, 866-347-5748. And good luck with that, because we know you will be successful if you're looking for life insurance. Well, here we are. That was a very long birthday segment.
It was.
And I know there are certain segments of the listening public that doesn't care for that.
Well, it's public service.
I'm here to say screw off.
I thought it was a delightful one.
I'm a public. That was fun. Like, to hear Rob do what he did,
right.
To hear do what you do what you did. And to Tommy hear, was great.
To hear you do what you do,
I
Oscar.
Did nothing.
To hear Pony do, nearly do
I
something.
I was doing my taxes.
To hear you do one of the two that you do is...
I wish I did more.
Is really
I try them.
Yes.
I try them at home in the bathroom.
What did you try at home?
Oh, no, it's embarrassing.
No, try. What would be one... Maybe if you don't do it, at least tell us what you were motivated to try.
I tried Garrison Keillor.
Oh, okay.
Of all people.
Let's hear Garrison Keillor.
No, I can't. I'm not a mimic. You're...
That's Oscar Santana, broadcasting off Wisconsin Avenue.
You know what? When he does that, it sounds like you should put a tap on the phone line.
It has to be a little bit audible.
Yeah.
You have to hear a little bit of it. You know, I do it all the time. And sometimes it drives Carla nuts. I've been doing one the last couple of weeks. You know the one that I'm obsessed with.
Francis Underwood.
No, McGonaghy.
Oh, that yeah. One too, yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, sorry. And I do the True Detective, Matthew McConaughey, and he's almost inaudible.
Okay.
So what you're saying? She said he found a lady out in the woods, antlers on her head. All right.
Now, Mike,
lady out in the woods.
It's been years.
I'm going to drink this whiskey. I'm going to drink Jameson's whiskey. That's what he drinks.
Does it really?
Yes. Hello, Rob.
It's been years since Mike has done the
how's
impression. Carrie? She's good.
All right.
She's
Shannon?
A big fan.
She's great.
Hey, Mike, how's Carla?
How's yes, who?
Carla.
How are you? All right, all right, all right.
It has been so long, Mike, since you've done the impression.
I keep getting older. Camp. Girls stay the same age.
Do you think you could put together a crash course for Oscar to at least get him started on voices? I mean, start something easy like Ed Sullivan or Jimmy Stewart.
When you are doing Garrison Keillor, he attempts to be soft-spoken,
mm-hmm.
and he has the face of a pug dog.
He does.
So his nose is smashed into his face. So the first thing I do is I crinkle my nose down. So it's like I close off the airway.
I've never noticed that. You actually move your nose
when
you do it.
You actually move the nose down.
I don't know if I can do that.
Hold it, but we're on to another voice there. Do that voice a little more.
That's it. Let's hear that one. Because he might have stumbled into Kermit the Frog.
Exactly.
I don't know if I can do that.
It's Kermit after the stroke, Kermit.
I don't think it's Kermit.
I don't know what it is. You don't. Now, I'm going to tell you that I don't think you're making a legitimate
effort. I am. Yeah,
I don't think
close a, how do you even close a nasal passage?
You know, when you do impressions, Oscar, it's always interesting.
Don't know how you would decide to do that.
You know, but see, you're doing two things at once.
Yeah.
What you want to do, I'm speaking the way I normally speak. I just close off the nasal passages. So, for example, give me something to say, Robin. I'll repeat it by closing off my nasal passage.
These are the best biscuits. I've ever had.
These are the best biscuits I've ever had.
See?
Now that's it. Now I don't. That's not the full impression because
these
I also.
These are the best biscuits.
No, you can't hold your nose.
Close both nose.
Can he? Can he do it by
and
pinching?
Then do a lower voice, do a lower register, and kind of whisper it and say, "These are the best biscuits
these
I've ever had."
These are the best biscuits I've ever had.
That's really not going to work.
I'll just stick to my spreadsheets.
How low can you make your voice go?
Well, hello there, little lady.
That's Mrs. Bear's Biscuits. We're going to bring Diana Krall up here with the ukulele playing.
Do you think with his low register you could walk him through John Wayne?
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like you to talk amongst yourselves, and then I'm going to read the agenda for the Prairie Home Companion.
Okay.
Oh,
please.
I want to really see what...
Are there any impressions you'd love to be able to do, since you've mastered me and the Gingerbread Man?
Oh, God. I used to do Marvin the Martian.
Well, you see, that's almost that Kermit
voice. Is Marvin
voice
the Martian
again.
The Warner Brothers?
Yeah. Yes. You know,
they were going to go this way.
Precisely. Yeah. Precisely. Do you think you could call back on that?
What is it? He used to say something about his planet.
Well, the UP-38 space modulator, I think, is one of his quotes.
UP?
No.
No, try it. Go with it. Run.
You know what? I hate you, Rob.
No. We're going to make this work.
This is horrible.
No, it's great.
No, it's horrible.
I've never been more entertained.
I can do... Who else could I do? I can't do anybody.
Do you do any people from your foreign land?
No, I don't do anything.
Like Don Francisco?
Don Fred Sábado Gigante!
See, that's good.
No.
Live
that
from the Fitzgerald
work.
Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I stink.
The very home companion of news from Lake Wobegon. I want to see some of the stuff he has. I'd like to do, because you know, the one thing about doing anything like this, and I've done this since I was a kid,
yeah.
And I was really hired, the first time I was hired at a major market station, was to do impressions.
Voices.
That's what I was hired for. So you always want to have better material. You always want to have new, the voice is the voice, but you always want to have more stuff.
Subject
and
matter.
Sometimes when you get bogged down with that, like you want to make it so authentic that you're delivering the exact lines, mm-hmm. that will kind of destroy the thing. And what you want to do is you want to just make it silly. And that's what I've always tried to do. If I get too hung up with doing the lines, but at the same time, if you've really got the voice down like a James Gandolfini and you can say the whole tray, you get a line that he's used for them Sopranos, that's fun too.
Yeah.
So it's weird, but I'm always thinking about it.
My favorite for you is when you would say you're doing Garrison Keillor and you would do four sentences, absolute straight and accurate, and then the fifth sentence, that's the curveball that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, for example, I don't know the biscuits that they sell.
No,
I don't know the biscuits.
I remember
that
the motto
they sell.
Is heavens, they're tasty.
Heavens, they're tasty. Heavens, they're tasty. Ma Vagina's biscuits.
His
See,
writing.
That's where it's not Ma Vagina's.
His writing
biscuits.
Is fine, but to listen to him on the radio, and I've tried, it's painful because of the way Mike. You know, Mike illustrates it with the no.
Well, because he does it so well.
With the nasal blockage, it's no good.
It's powder milk biscuits. There you go. I don't know what they are.
Heavens, they're tasty.
Yes, they're tasty.
I'll say this. I can try, but it's funny because Shannon will catch me sometimes. She'll be like, just let Mike do them. And I said, no, I don't want to do them on the radio. I want to see how he does them. I'm fascinated by it. And then now I say, look, if you're going to do handstands, just do handstands. Don't show the whole world.
Well, it's fun, though. I think everybody likes your impressions. I think you
no, can. They're horrific.
Oscar's impression is brought to you by Brother Andrew's Anal Biscuits. See how we did that? That's a good time for a break, Rob. We'll take a commercial break.
We're
and we'll
take
come
a break
back.
Now?
I'm going to tell all of our listeners about how I got totally thrown up on last night.
Oh, dear.
That's true love. We'll be right back.
Hulu!
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 This segment of The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Hulu. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content on all of your devices with Hulu Plus. With Hulu, you just got stuff on the PC. Hulu Plus lets you watch it on TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TVs, or your smartphones. Rob Spiewak's children are addicted to Hulu Plus.
Robert nearly walked into a wall yesterday because he was walking down the hallway watching wrestling on his phone.
There
I said, this was never a problem I had when I was a boy.
Full seasons of your favorite shows, even full seasons of classic TV shows,
yes.
When and where you want them. Hulu Plus has shows like
Saturday Night Live,
Community,
Monday Night Raw,
and Modern Family.
The list is endless.
And TMOS listeners can get an extended
free trial.
Right now, Garrison, just click the Hulu Plus link
at MikeOmeraShow.com.
That's MikeOmeraShow.com.
Or go to Hulu Plus.
I'm sorry, I'll say that one,
yeah,
Garrison.
Clearly, please.
If you wish.
Hulu Plus /TMOS. Always use lowercase. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Garrison.
Hulu Plus.
I love it.
Better than powdered biscuits.
All right, there we go. So, my son, oh, God. You know, every parent has gone through this, but it is not a happy day in the O'Meara household at all because my boy has been sick since last Friday, and it started in the chest. It has stayed in the chest. We have taken him to the doctor. We're, you know, a little, you get nervous when you have your kid.
Always.
That's coughing all
he
the
time.
He
looked so good yesterday afternoon. I mean, he looked, yesterday afternoon, he was bright-eyed, and we didn't hear
smiling.
A lot of coughing. Yeah, good mood.
His temperature is fine. We have gotten him, you know, the doctor's visits. So we're on top of that. No need for any panic at all. But the fact is he's got a bad cold.
Right.
And unfortunately, the cold manifests itself by cough. And if he's just fed with mommy, puke. And
Okay.
Now he doesn't do this every time. He's maybe twice a day. So he's getting some good feeds in.
Good.
And we finally determined today that maybe the 10-minute feed ought to be cut down to the 5-minute feed.
And more frequently.
And because...
Sort of like a grazing mentality.
When he gets the full belly, it's that's his way. He's not like us. You know when we have a chest cold and everybody goes hack and tries to cough up that goo that's inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
He can't do that, so... He gets it up that way,
yeah.
and it's so sad. I love the guy so much.
I had a girlfriend in college had the same problem. And
what? Projectile vomiting?
It was bulimia, wasn't it?
Oh, that's what he was going with, ladies and gentlemen.
And I said, babe,
I get it now.
Look, your meals, they're out of control.
Right.
You're making a mess.
I know.
If you could eat less food less often, then we wouldn't need to mop.
Yeah, because so Swell is getting upset. It's tired of cleaning that up.
How often does he have his coughing jags?
He has them usually, the worst time is in the morning and late at night.
Okay.
That's the way it normally goes.
Is it from a sleeping...
No.
So it's not necessarily from laying down.
No, this is right before we were going to put him to bed.
Okay.
And Mrs. O'Meara and I were upstairs because we no longer can watch TV from the TV room because I destroyed it.
You did not destroy it. All you did is modified it, and you're getting ready for phase two.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to explain to Shannon about the wire situation.
How'd that go?
She said, well, isn't that like a delicate touch to do that type of work? And I said, I said, like I said on the radio, they sent a rhinoceros to do a swan's job.
Yeah, like, what shocked me is when Mike finished pulling the wires that he yelled, yabba dabba doo.
I was not gentle.
No, you weren't.
And if you catch me tired at the end of the day, I'm not gentle at all. Oscar's worked with me down there. You know, I'm better when I'm just all by myself.
Oh, 100%. That's why we usually send you away when we're working.
Because I'm really careful about where, you know, that's why I kind of gently put everything away down in FLA, and I was able to, get it ready, and I'm very confident that I'm going to be very good with it when I put it together.
On your own timetable.
Yeah. I
know this is just said in jest, but when Oscar and I have both remarked that when you're around during a project,
yes.
You bring tension.
Yes.
Do you feel that
you're working on that
when you are around other people? Do they bring tension to you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, to be honest,
all your yelling, Rob, when we're doing projects really doesn't help the cause.
Yeah. I yell all the time.
Can I tell you this? You know this, and this is the real truth. This might not be funny, but it's the truth of this new incarnation of the show.
Yeah.
You know that we don't wig out like we used to. We don't wig out. We don't wig out remotely as much as we used to.
I would say it's 10% of what it was.
Well, the powder keg is nearly empty. Yeah. I mean, there's just not as much reason to scream.
But also,
everybody's pulling the weight and working hard.
And when Oscar sends me away, it's frustrating, but I know that I've earned it. So I will, I will acknowledge it and stuff. If it's legit, like when we were taking the wall coverings off the studio, that's the one that it was. You know, I'd been in here before he had been in here, so I staked my claim.
Sure.
And when he said, "Just get out of here, we'll handle it," I said, "I've been here doing it before you even got here. What are you talking about?
I've been doing
this
before you were born, kid.
I was doing this, you son of a bitch. Well, get away from me."
I thought the best thing was Oscar had a plan B that day when we were unwrapping the walls after you first shut him down from setting you out. Oscar said, "Isn't there hockey on the Olympics?
Oh,
shouldn't you go check that out?
Don't
you want to go see those sports?"
That pissed me off even more.
Deportes.
It was terrible. So the little boy is, it's indescribable. And I don't know.
Because you feel helpless.
My younger life, when I had my kids with my second wife, mm-hmm. I probably was not, and I my kids would know this. I'm not embarrassed, but I'm not proud of it either. I probably wasn't as engaged. I was out there slaying the dragon a little bit more, doing a morning show, and getting out there and not really living it. This one, I'm here more. I'm there more. I'm present, and I'm dealing with, and it hurts more when your kid is sick.
It's so tough.
It really does. So when he came out, Mama had a little feed, then Mama retired to the little laboratory, and so I was holding him, and he did the and I knew.
Were you in a chair sitting up, or were you sort of reclined?
I was in my Sleep Number bed.
Oh, okay, very Ooh. Good.
And I was sitting there with the backrest all the way up, mm-hmm. Watching some TV.
Okay.
And I had the boy on my lap, and when it came, I lifted him up, and I actually lifted his butt up in the air, because I knew it was coming. And I have never in my adult life, even going to American University for as long as I did, I have never been showered in vomit like I have. And it was wonderful. You know, if you're going to get showered in vomit, baby vomit is the best way to go.
Oh, it's organic.
Baby vomit is just, there's less quantity. Well, there's plenty of quantity.
Well,
on
I'm
this
saying
one.
That you would, I, if it was me, it would yes. probably be a lot more puke coming out of my mouth.
I apologize for anybody that may be dining right now, but I will tell you that this little guy, it was, was it gross? Of course it was gross, but it's my little guy. And that's true love. When you can just sit there and go, oh, you poor, you're sitting there and there's the copious amount of vomit that is splashed on your chest
right.
and is going down your neck onto the pillow. The sheets have been tanked on the bed, and I'm looking at him and I'm going, how you doing, little guy? Yeah. That's pure. And he had, oh God, it was because he's getting all the bad stuff out of his system. You
question
know?
Now,
sad. It's a sad
when
thing.
When a grown up throws up, it might be from the flu.
Yes.
But it's more likely from overindulging.
Absolutely.
And so when a grown-up throws up, it's always associated with something bad.
Right.
When he's throwing up, he's actually doing it to expectorate and get rid
Absolutely.
Of the stuff.
Absolutely.
So how's his mood?
He can't do it by, like, coughing up a lung.
How's his mood after he vomits?
His mood throughout this entire thing, outside of a little bit of time this morning when he was just so damn tired,
right.
Has been fantastic. And he's just, he's a little trooper. And you look at this little person that doesn't have any control over what's happening in their life, and I'm like, vomit away. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
He's not miserable.
It's not the most pleasant experience I've ever gone through in my life.
But
he's
not miserable with it.
He's
coughing is misery, but the vomiting itself
he's
is
hanging
not
in there. He's hanging in there, and it was just, the problem was Mrs. O'Mara was indisposed.
Right. Because normally that's the target. You would have held him over her.
Well, because
what was she doing?
When she was in the bathroom,
oh.
she was going potty.
You were getting real
potty.
Personal.
Well,
now.
I have to be personal. And all right. So when,
big potty.
I don't want to go into that kind of detail. But
just,
anyway,
you can only ask a question.
But the fact is,
you jerk.
The way we switch off is that. When Poor he lady. Throws up on Mrs. O'Mara, I'm the towel boy.
Yeah.
When he throws up on Mrs. O'Mara is the towel boy, and the towel boy was tardy. And so she finally came out. I think she may have cracked a smile because I literally looked like I'd gone in the dunking tank.
Yeah. Oh, or a Gallagher show.
It was It looked like a Gallagher show, and he was breaking milk cartons.
Oh.
That's what it looked like with me. And so we, you know, we stripped the bed, cleaned him up, got him to bed, and he went out like a light. The little guy. Carlos says, "I think I'll give him another feed." I said, "No, he's going to bed. If he's hungry, he'll cry." And he slept a good chunk of time.
The only thing I can equate it to is when Robert was, I think, 3 months old. The first medical issue he ever had, and this is common with 3-month-old males. It's called pyloric stenosis, and the pylorus valve in the stomach is what actually allows the food to pass down.
We actually have tape of that valve.
Yes, okay. That's it. That's it exactly.
It allows pinball machine
to pass so it can become poop. Well, in the baby, it tightens, and it doesn't let him pass the food.
Yeah.
So he was projectile vomiting. I mean, like, vomit that would go out and down.
Wow.
They have it in adults, too, can have that problem, too, can't they?
I believe so.
We have a tape of a woman that actually had it.
Good morning.
That's her.
And good morning.
The acid in the throat.
Good morning.
It makes it horrible. I have a great piece of video of Robert vomiting actually out and down and then looking at the camera and smiling.
Yeah, I love kids.
Kids are the greatest.
Kids are the best. So, Michael William...
Good luck.
By tomorrow morning, hopefully
you're in your fifth day.
We're in our fifth day, getting a little too long, and I'll give you a progress report.
Okay.
But I'm not tired. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay. All right. Okay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show with a copy stand that's about to go out the window.
Oh, you've made that threat before, and yet it's your favorite.
No, it is not. It's not even close to my favorite.
It's the best one we've ever had.
This segment of the program is there. That's how all things are measured.
It's the best one we've ever had. That means it must be good.
Anyway, this segment of the program.
Give me another solution, then.
It is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. Brian Gauthier from the Oakton Wine Shop will be joining us in studio tomorrow. That's March 6th, March 7th, right?
7th.
He will be here. Who wrote that?
Just
out of curiosity.
I'm sorry.
Okay, ADD.
Details, man.
It's a date. It should not be incorrect. Anyway, for one of our famous live wine tasting tomorrow, that's March 7th.
7th.
In the studio, Oakton Wine Shop has a gargantuan selection of wines, beers, and gourmet foods, plus a knowledgeable staff that can help you pair it all. And Pony is thinking right now,
that's why I showed it to him in advance.
2952 A.
Hey!
Chainbridge Road in Oakton, Virginia. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, Oakton Wine Shop. You can find them everywhere. For more information, call 703-255-5428. That's 703-255-5428, or visit OaktonWineShop.com.
You know what the best thing about going to OWS is? You go into any salesperson there and say, I like X brand of wine, and they'll bring you something that's better than that wine, that's like that wine, and cheaper than that wine.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll save you money, and you get the best bang for your liquor buck.
I love them.
You don't know me.
Yeah, so Brian's coming in with one of his semi-annual wine tasting shows. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow as he brings all the good stuff. And it's a Friday show. We love it when he comes by on Friday. So in advance of the Oakton Wine Shop show, I decided what better way to get ready for wine staining on the teeth than going to get my teeth cleaned.
Oh, going to be fun.
Good.
Yes. Now, Rob and I have had the same dentist for years and years and years. And this guy gets... the thing about dealing with radio personalities and dealing with everybody on this show.
Or celebrities.
I think that I've noticed that people in the radio business, and especially Rob tends to, if he goes to a guy, it's the best.
Not always.
It's the best. You recommended a dermatologist to me one time. He was the best. And
At your skin.
And, it's perfect. But no. Right. But the fact is, not really so much.
And well, is anybody really the best?
I don't know.
Oscar.
I think there are probably, about the medical community? Probably there are the top of their field.
Yeah, but if you're specialized.
Right.
You know, like I think, but a dentist, there are great dentists and there are okay dentists or bad dentists. But unless you're you're an oral surgeon and you're specialized.
Right.
I don't know if you can really be better than that.
Well, here's what I do.
Then I need to change my recommendation. I say, this is a guy I like very much.
You like him.
I do.
And I will tell you that I went to this guy for a very long time, and everybody at the radio station went to this guy.
Because he was right by the radio station.
And he's a very nice guy. Yeah. And he's a good dentist. He's a good dentist. So I have nothing bad to say about the guy, other than the last time I was in there, getting the bill was quite a shock for me. I mean, it was...
Well, you're on a different type of health insurance.
And it also was, getting a crown and going back again, and then if I wanted to fix it, I probably would go back a third time, and I just got burned out spending the money. I really did.
And also, to be fair, he is very busy.
Yeah.
Not always easy to get in.
Yeah, because he has wonderful hours.
He does have great hours.
I mean, and his people are treated very, very well.
Oh, it's like a kingdom in there.
But would you not agree that, and I'm not trying to throw the guy under the bus.
Me neither.
Would you agree that his people are treated well, but convenience of customers, screw it. Well, really,
in any business, whether you're a dentist or a proctologist or a grocery guy,
mm-hmm.
if you have all of your appointments filled up, you need not open anymore.
Exactly.
That's where he's at. He's at saturation because he's a good dentist.
Carla's cousin has a dentist that she works with, and we scheduled a teeth cleaning. That we would go in there.
Is this the cousin that I saw here the
other day? Yeah, this is Carla's cousin, Karina.
Okay.
And this, I'll give him a plug. The name of the dentist is Allure Dental Center,
mm-hmm.
and really a terrific experience. And you realize when you go to somebody for a very, very long time that, especially in the world of dental, there are new technologies all the time. I've never had that little bright light that's a little medical device where they take very amazing high-def pictures of every single tooth. And they go through every single tooth.
So not an x-ray.
And then you go, look, have you ever had that done at our guy?
No, he just x-rays me all the time.
Right, exactly. And so it was
I get the pictures all the time.
It was kind of refreshing to see that. And then when I had
a movie?
Now, with the teeth cleaning, I could have gotten a movie.
Yeah.
But with the teeth cleaning, I also... you've had the scraping done at the other place, right? The long, long, arduous scraping. But have you ever had the super intense water pick?
Thing? Yes.
They don't have it there. I've had the same. I'm talking about a literal, like, knife-like type of thing that they do.
I've had it there.
Really?
It's great.
All right, I don't remember it. It doesn't. I don't seem to remember
it. And also, it squirts 60 feet across the office.
Mike, you just went to a younger hot chick. That's all that's happening.
This dentist, I did that before. Do you remember? Because I think you and Chad... might have done the same.
Oh, I remember with the hot Dominican.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I went there.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
Chad
like,
had the same.
She was really hot.
I had an okay visit. Wasn't anything.
She was really hot, but she lived up to the phrase that you would first think of when you hear the phrase Dominican dentist.
But I thought it was
Dominican. It wasn't her dental work.
Right.
It was simply, I think the office was kind of
sketchy.
It wasn't that great.
So to make a long story short,
I like HDMI cable.
This particular dentist at Allure Dental was terrific. Did a great job.
That's
for
awesome.
Us. And we were, it was just really. I realized that also when we go into the one that we've been going to for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's that dog and pony show every single time.
Well, there's a certain showbiz element.
You like it?
He loves it.
There's parts of it.
He wears a tuxedo to that dentist show.
He doesn't love it. He does. You don't love it.
Keeps going back.
No, as a matter of fact, and again, we're not throwing anyone under the bus.
I will say this:
yes,
when appointments are
made, your kids go there still.
Yes, and they love, and kids love the dog and pony show.
Okay, all right.
But when you're 6 months out making an appointment, there are certain parameters to my appointment.
Right.
For example, certain chairs that I will and will not sit in.
Yeah, and that shouldn't have to be the case.
No, you're right.
Because it's fun.
It's very fun.
It's fun
and
there.
And things electrocute you and squirt.
And I was just really happy. I just was so happy to have this quiet, responsible environment. I truly was. It was really, really cool. And I was really happy with the work I had done. And
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Hi, how are you?
That's the gingiva of an 18-year-old right
oh,
there.
Oh, incidentally, my gums, as usual, my gums are not the gums of a 54-year-old. They're the gums of a 93. No, they're the gums of a teenager. I have incredible.
God.
She does a thing where she was calling out the number for each tooth and the way the gum was around it. I don't even know what that was about. But it was a...
That sounds like a dog and pony
show. It was a measurement as far as the how the gums are going.
They use the pick. The little straight pick that has gradiated lines, and that it's like a 2 recession,
right.
Or a 3 recession.
Yeah,
yeah. So they measure each one. I know what they're doing.
And I was,
Are you just paying attention now, or
no? And it's not because the lady, she was not unattractive, But she was very, very competent, and it was just very
mellow. Something refreshing.
And I liked the whole technology end of things, and I'm just saying that you, I guess the long and short of this, I am not throwing the other guy under the bus.
You just did.
But I really don't want to because he's a very competent guy. And but the fact is, I think every now and then you got to shake things up a little bit.
That's how you get a second opinion.
You got to go out there and shake things up. And it was just kind of like, well, that was, I feel so peaceful after that. Instead of like, okay, see ya. You know, and exhaling after I left.
See, and because of the way they know how to deal with my preferences at that office, right. I never have that experience anymore.
Well, but the primary reason that, you know, I was happy. Also, you know, there. I think that, you know, all of our medicine, I think we can, you comparison shop.
For enough money, Mike, if you saved enough money.
Shop.
I had to cancel my dentist appointment this Monday because I don't have health insurance.
Still. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And because now most health insurance don't provide you with dental. It doesn't happen. Now, speaking of health insurance, yes. Oscar and I both have recently had experience with that.
Yes.
And Oscar called me, was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 10 days ago.
Yes. Oscar gives me a call. And Oscar is angry. Oscar is exasperated.
Should have voted for Romney.
And that's what
Should have done
says.
That.
So oh, his idea.
I'm yelling at Mike about Obama.
Right. like I'm his campaign manager.
When you realize that was the tenor of the call, why do you even take the call?
When I realize that's the tenor of the call, I go into my Zen phase. Okay. And Oscar will tell you this.
Yeah, you were very calm.
I get like, super right, concerned. What seems to bother you, Oscar?
Oh, boy.
Tell me
it's
what
pretty impressive.
I was on the phone with this bitch from healthcare.gov, and she was doing all this.
I did not call
stuff.
Her a bitch. Well, I called her a C.
A C. Oh, that's
all right. That's a lateral promotion.
So I know that you have, since you spoke with me, you have revisited and maybe fixed some things, but take us through your little process.
I was a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. I had bought my private health care. I was paying roughly $220 a month. That's pretty good for a guy that's 35 years old.
Just
right?
you.
That's dental. That's vision. And, that's healthcare. That's just myself.
And just you.
Yeah, just
and
myself.
Incidentally, the $220 a month policy, the deductible is $2
million. No,
that's right.
No. Exactly I actually, right. I'd go to the doctors and wouldn't have to pay a thing.
But the deductible is different if you got rid of the deductible. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No, but the.
He's talking about the copay, which always sounds like you're talking in pig Latin.
Yeah, copay.
The deductible, I guess my catastrophic would have been $5,000 out
good.
Of pocket. Right,
that's
pretty, good, pretty damn.
Sounds
good.
Very Blue Crossy.
He so, carries that on him.
Mm-hmm.
My Blue Cross Blue Shield lapse on February 1st. I call on February 12th and say, "Hey, I just went to the doctors to get my 3-pill cocktail for that thing down there." And the joke. It was my heartburn medicine.
Oh, okay.
I went to go pick up
that thing down there.
And then right. they said, my doctor said the words you never want to hear from your pharmacist. I'm sorry, healthcare has been terminated. And I said,
Mr. Santana, which hepatitis will we be treating today?
I said, well, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Can I buy 2 or 3 pills? I knew how much they were going to cost. And my chest was killing me because I had such a bad heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the 3 pills like a meth addict. And then they were $60. And I said,
Don't drop them.
I'll see you in a little while because I'm going to go get this fixed and I'll come back and get the rest of them for the rest of the month.
When right. you were saying that, were you waving and backing away? Like, I'm going to get this fixed. It's not a problem.
He's backing away and waving, but there's just a tiny trickle of blood at the corner of his mouth. Yeah. Okay. I'll be back in a bit.
Jump in the car, call right away. I said, there must be a mistake. I was due for a re-up for the year. I'm going to take that option. I got a letter that said, hey, the way that I had to re-up was to write in and fill out a form. I did not see that within the paperwork.
So it wouldn't happen automatically if you just kept your
payments
up.
Hello, everything else is automatic. Take my money.
Right.
Yeah,
take my money unless I call and cancel.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to cancel.
Right.
So she said, it's too late. Mm-hmm. You're SOL. You got to sign up through the government.
Right.
Because I live in D.C., there are great things about living in the district than there are horrible things. Sometimes more horrible things than great things. This happens to be a day that there are more horrible things than great things.
So you have to do a lot of different things?
I call. I say, look, I'll sign up for whatever plan you have, but I got to get on right away.
So you have been, you've lapsed on your original plan. They're
yes.
not taking you back.
They would take my money out of my account, no questions asked.
Well,
right?
You're saying that your policy had lapsed.
It had expired a year to date, my anniversary.
Now, does that have to do with the fact of the passage of Obamacare?
Yes. Okay. Otherwise, they would still be taking my money.
In years past, it was automatic.
Yeah, they would still be taking my money.
So with the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act, They sent you a letter that you didn't read.
I did not see. I did not see because I'm pretty busy.
So they sent that to you, and because you didn't realize you had to,
I read the letter. Send in a form. Glanced the letter. Tom glanced the letter.
If you had sent, if you had sent well, in Glancy. The form, if Tom Glancy.
If he only looks at books for a second.
If you had sent in the form, would you have been able to continue with your policy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That is my fault. All and right. I owned it. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, get me on. How much? Well, sir, you can't sign up because you live in the District of Columbia. You can't sign up through us. And I'm on the phone with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
How long have you been with them?
I've been with them for my entire life. My parents were on Blue Cross Blue Shield. I decided.
So you were
on
grandfathered in
forever.
Wow, and they,
forever.
And that 12-day lapse.
That 12-day.
And they tell you you can't deal with them now. You have to go through healthcare.gov,
the district website, which is through healthcare.gov.
Just like the states would have one. The District of Columbia has the healthcare marketplace.
She
is what
says,
it's called.
Say you have a lifestyle event and you get shoehorned in. You don't have to wait till April 1st because it's the next round of re-enrollment, right?
What do you mean? Say you have a lifestyle event.
Because I said, look, I've been traveling. I haven't even seen my mail in so long. Like, I read that one letter. She said, tell me you have a lifestyle event. You're good to go. This is about after an hour. I'm in the Walgreens parking lot because I'm irate at this
point.
Okay, right?
So now you're
good.
So when did you switch over to dealing with the healthcare marketplace for the District
Call
of Columbia?
Call her right afterwards as I'm driving back to the office. And I said, okay, I'll just get in the office. Wait on hold for 23 minutes. Mm-hmm. Get on the phone. I get online. I said, look, I have a lifestyle event. I just talked to Blue Cross Blue Shield. If you live in Virginia or Maryland, you can just sign up through Blue Cross Blue Shield and they're good to go. Mm-hmm. You still would have to wait till April 1st.
But you can sign up through your provider directly.
Yes, but in DC, you have to go through their website. Okay. Get through the website. We start signing up. I'm online at this point. I'm on a computer. I'm doing what she's doing while she's talking to me. She's very, very kind. And I realize that we come to a hurdle. She's got my Social Security. She runs my credit. She does all the stuff through Experian.
Social Security number? You should be good to go.
She says, are you a citizen? I said, yeah, I was naturalized when I was 18. She says, do you have your naturalization form number? And I said, naturalization form? I said, I have my passport. Actually, I have my passport on me if you need that.
You have a passport.
I have a passport on me because you never know what will break out. You know?
Yeah, because you might need to fly to Argentina or something.
What? You are in possession
my passport
of the most important document Homeland Security would ever care about, but yet they are requiring your naturalization. I would assume that is almost like a birth certificate type of thing.
It's better than a birth certificate. If a birth certificate is required, a passport actually supersedes a birth certificate.
So he's got the documentation he needs.
Yes. Exactly. And you know what? I'm surprised after all these years, we haven't asked to see a passport.
Do you have your natural, whatever it's called? Do you have your naturalization?
That form was given to me when I was 18 and I became a citizen.
Okay.
So I don't have that. And I mentioned that. I said, well, this is strange. No one in my life, I've bought a condo and no one asked for that.
Right. Yeah, you've gotten financing. You've also got
a
passport.
Loans! Loans!
Your passport is your citizenship.
Yes.
Yep.
So she says, sir, we need the number from your actual document you got when you became naturalized.
We need the number from a document that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and I said, riddle me this. I said, why would anybody walk around with that information? And if I'm lucky, my mom has it in a safety deposit box somewhere.
Right, right.
And so I'm online and I'm looking to find a copy because God forbid my mom doesn't know where it is, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to be proactive here. I'm looking. If I want to get a copy of that document, it's going to cost me $499.
And you probably have to wait in line at the office.
I have to go to Baltimore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To the INS offices and I have to get it there for $499. And as I'm looking at this, I'm seeing this. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be out $500. I'm already not going to have health insurance April 1st. You don't know what a lifestyle event is. Apparently, I got lied to on the phone. And I finally asked her, I said, look, hypothetically, if this is a way for you to make sure that the illegals don't sign, because I'm not Johnny La Raza. I don't run around in March, right?
Exactly.
I've always Johnny La Raza.
I've always compared the two.
Ladies and gentlemen, that might be his new name, Johnny La Raza. See, I was going to say none of this happens to you if you come into this country the proper way. Swimming. Swimming across the Rio Grande.
Exactly.
Let's just say that you get across Rio Grande on a tin shutter.
Right.
And you somehow survive that and make a life for yourself.
He's better at this ripping than I am. Crossing the Rio Grande on a tin shutter.
And you decide that you want to sign up for healthcare with a fake Social Security number.
Right.
Say that that's just a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be better than showing up at the ER with no health insurance?
Yes, it would.
Of course.
Yes. Wouldn't you want that?
But our bureaucrat on the phone with you doesn't realize that.
No. And then I said, so you're telling me that I have to hunt down this document or B, pay $500 for it if I can't find it anywhere.
Right.
A document that I've never been asked for in my life. I went to China and got a visa, and they didn't ask you for that document.
Because Incredible. You had your passport.
Yes. Incredible.
How did the, and you were bitching to me about that. He was screaming at me about that.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because I was at fault. How did it finally resolve itself? Because
it
you
didn't
said
get
it did.
Resolved. I had to go to my mom's, and thank God she's a responsible immigrant.
Oh, you did
she
it.
She had it in the safe.
And you went through the website.
I went through the website. I still don't have health care to the first. I had to call my dentist, and this is what this is what's great. Dr. Wu, God bless him.
Dr. Wu.
His son, by the way, another Dr. Wu, is the guy who now takes care of me. Jesus, can't talk. That's what happens when he enters the room to do work.
Yeah.
So only the mighty may enter.
I'm glad he's in touch with both Dr. Wu's, though.
Dr. Wu, I call him. I said, look, we have a 3-day policy for your cancellations. I said, look, this is my policy. I don't have a policy. My insurance lapsed. I can't pay out of pocket. We'll see you in April. That's about it.
Wow, yeah. Man. And since then, what, are you just taking Zantac?
No, I told Shannon, I said, look, if anything happens and it's more than what we can afford, just pull the plug. Because we've got a great Encore insurance policy. It's going to take care of everybody. That's what I'm saying.
And you're back on Blue Cross when it starts April 1st?
April 1st, baby. Just I'm rolling them bones.
Do you like your Blue Cross?
Oh, it's great. It covers everything. It actually is. It's $300, which is more than I paid before. But right. The disastrous copay out of pocket, it's only $3,500. So it's less. And all kind
so
of
you're one
out.
Disaster away from breaking even.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yes.
I actually signed up for Florida.
Look at you.
Yeah, and I actually started Blue Cross, too. I start that on April 1st myself.
I got the gold plan. I imagine that's enough.
Yeah, I got the platinum. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you need it.
Wow. You're right about that, baby. And I'm going to use it, you know? I'm going to go. My first appointment. Does this toenail look okay to you? We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don't look at me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Not into it.
I just don't know why today. It just doesn't seem to be cooperating. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I love my Sleep Number bed. I tell you all the time about it, and I know that you're listening because a lot of people have shared with me the fact that they are starting to purchase their Sleep Number
beds.
Very
nice, yes.
Maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, too, but you thought you couldn't afford one. I can tell you, you can't afford another sleepless, restless night.
No.
Introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with Queen Mattress. Starting at only $699, they feature the latest innovations, comfortably priced. They are clinically proven to help your back pain like they did with me. Right now, listen to this wonderful offer. You can save $400. That's the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And when you call, you'll also receive a $50 savings card. Remember, that number again is 800-511-0061 and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody. Yeah.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Lawmakers in Crimea declared their intention today to split from Ukraine and join Russia instead. They have also scheduled a referendum in 10 days for voters to decide the fate of the disputed peninsula. Russia's parliament, clearly savoring the action, introduced a bill intended to make this happen. The Obama administration slapped a new visa restriction against pro-Russian opponents to the new Ukraine government in Kiev and cleared the way for upcoming financial sanctions as the West began punishing Moscow for refusing to withdraw its troops from the strategic region that also houses Russia's Black Sea fleet.
But how is their health care?
They all have Blue Cross.
Yeah, you might have this in your audio vault, but did you see the reporter from the RT?
Yes, I have two reporters that
do. Okay, you're good
to
go?
This is great.
Okay,
you're going to love this.
And I think to make these news stories during news you may not need a little more interesting, I will probably do all of the Ukrainian stories from this point forward with the Russian accent.
I think that's good.
Ukraine's prime minister said Crimean lawmakers' decision is illegitimate, as European Union official warns that the results of any referendum will not be recognized by West, by Western imperialist pigs.
I like that you crinkle your nose up when you say West.
That's right.
No, not like him, like the Russian.
Kerasen Keylord doing a Russian accent.
Kilorski.
Hey, welcome to Prairie Home Companion. This is powdered borscht.
Okay. A new survey of the nation's college freshmen has found that the percentage attending their first choice school has reached its lowest level in almost four decades.
That's great news for VCU.
That's the motto, isn't it?
Yes.
VCU. Never a first choice.
There's what I forget the crest, but it's Latin. It says your safety school.
Cost and availability of financial aid have come into play, and it's sad because kids aren't being able to attend their first choice school, even if they have the grades and the SAT scores.
Well, I mean, it had started when I was in high school that people were graduating with 4.2s and 4.3 GPAs.
Me. Right.
And it's like if a 3.8 isn't good.
I know.
You had a 3.8
at one point. Yeah, I think in my senior year.
I had a 3.6.
3.2. I was too busy boning.
Yeah, laying pipe.
The annual survey was released Wednesday, conducted by UCLA's Higher Education Research Institute. They found that while more than three quarters of those who started college last fall were admitted to the school they most wanted to attend, only 57% ended up going to their top school. That was the lowest rate in the 39 years that the Institute has asked first-time freshmen if they enrolled at their dream college. And well, I wonder if it was a first-time freshman that wrote that last sentence.
No, it was someone who actually got a rejection
letter. 2.8.
What's great is that Michael William will get into American because he's a legacy.
Yeah, but American, man. I mean, I just don't.
Oh, I know.
What does it cost these days?
It's a great school, a first school like a Georgetown, upper 40s.
Yeah.
Upper 40s.
It's like Loudoun Day school.
It's insane. Truly is.
Loudoun Day.
Federal forecasters predict a warming of the central Pacific Ocean this year that will change weather worldwide.
Oh, no.
And that's good news for a weather-weary United States. The warming called an El Nino.
Yes, I remember El Nino.
He's back. Can't get health insurance, though.
It's expected to lead to fewer Atlantic hurricanes.
Hey, George, congratulations. You have a new sitcom starting this week.
Give me a break. I think I'll pass out on a casino floor.
It's called St. George.
St. George.
It's on, I think, FX.
Did you see the viral picture of him online?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was lying
on the
floor.
Who hasn't done that?
I have.
Well, you know what's great? He actually was playing that casino.
Right.
And his opening line the next day, he says, I am America's Justin Bieber.
Here's what's scares me. They're calling for fewer Atlantic hurricanes. Haven't they called for more the last 2 years?
Yeah.
And we didn't get any?
Yeah.
So now they're calling for fewer, and I'm moving down there. You know, it's snowblower time. I'm sorry. That's what I think.
Nail
That's
your furniture down.
Anyway, we should have fewer Atlantic hurricanes, more rain next winter for drought-stricken California and southern states, and an even a milder winter for the nation's frigid northern tier next year, according to meteorologists. Mm. They don't know. Globally, it can mean an even hotter year coming up and billions of dollars in losses for food crops. Okay, you just tell us that it's going to be better, and then you lay that one on us, it's going to be losses. Who knows?
Non-committal.
And they're starting to, pardon me, Mike, I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Right.
They're starting to predict a massive avocado shortage. So that's
really
bad news for your people.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Guacamole.
What's my mom going to do?
Shaq wants to be back into a video game. He wants it back in. I guess he had one a while. Shaquille O'Neal says he's seeking redemption for Shaq Fu. Do you remember Shaq
horrible.
Fu?
What is Shaq Fu?
Pony's going out of his mind.
It was
something
terrible.
That, yeah. It was like an action game. Awful. It was just horrific.
Was he fighting?
And even the graphics were like, they just didn't even put any work into it.
Well, it was originally released in 1994, and it's now considered to be among the worst games ever made. The four-time NBA champion is launching a crowdfunding campaign. What does he need a crowdfunding campaign?
Everybody's doing it.
Kickstarter.
To create a Shaq Fu follow-up titled Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn. In return, backers could receive anything from a pair of autograph-sized 22 sneakers. What, that's what he's offering? How about an investment in the company if he makes money?
That's not how Kickstarter works,
no.
Mike.
All right.
This is the new hot thing where you give your money away for
Have
no good reason.
Have you ever been on Kickstarter?
Yeah, I've seen it. Right. I've seen it. Yeah, if I continued right now, I would be in very big trouble with the number of people.
So let's move on.
Autograph size 22 sneakers to a pickup basketball game and lunch with Shaq. depending on how much you donate.
Well, yeah. Oh, you know what?
Sign me
up
for that.
If you're a big fan.
Well, you know what? If you have lunch, you have some Shaq food.
Shaq food? That's what it should be. The new game should be Shaq food.
I can't believe he's staying with the same game. It
How
should
about
be a new game.
Seriously, not Shaq food. Shaq food.
Shaq food would be better.
Who wants some tater tots? A New Jersey student who says her parents abandoned her when she turned 18 lost a first round on Tuesday in the lawsuit she filed against them for school costs and living expenses. This is really a strange story. Because you look at the girl and you never really know what the deal is. It could be either situation. It could be that the parents were, in fact, abusive. And it could be that the girl is a little brat. How do you possibly know? You can't.
She didn't sue them till she left and got cut off.
Here's the thing.
If she was being abused, she should have left earlier. She left. She was 18 and found some big pole she wanted to jump on, and her parents didn't agree with it.
Well, I saw her, and she looks every bit the bratty brat. She does look like a brat.
She does.
But also, when the parents haven't even been in contact with her since October, that to me is
she
the,
left
that was
home.
A, hold on. That's the one part that I said, even if your kid was the brat of brats, you wouldn't make any attempt to reach out at all?
I
that just
know.
Seemed a little odd
I've
to
had
me.
A few nights with Robert where I might send him away for a few months.
Let
go
me
away,
ask you this.
Stay away.
Remember that scene in True Detective?
Yes.
Where his daughter comes home and apparently was found in the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Or the Devil's Threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit his daughter.
Yeah.
There's no, you should never hit anybody, right?
Absolutely
you should never
not.
Hit a woman.
No.
That's
but if
right,
you're gonna,
Pony.
If you're going to find a reason.
Right.
I mean, that may be the reason.
Well, you know, we have different priorities.
Oh, really?
We all know about your upbringing and mine.
I'm just saying, yes. if you're the chief of police and your daughter doesn't want to follow your rules and you've paid for a private school her entire life.
Yep. Here's what it is.
That's where the parents failed. They let her do this.
It's the precedent, but I don't think, because I think legally I side with the parents in this, I in no way say that the parents are totally without guilt, because I don't know. You don't know what's happening behind closed doors that causes a family to fracture.
Do you know
like
what
this.
She's
and
alleging?
There are two sides to every
she's
story.
She's alleging that her father gave her alcohol,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, what parent isn't at a family dinner and says, when you're 17 or 18,
if
it happened
she's
to
17
my house.
Or 18, it could happen
yes.
in a lot of families.
She's doing this. No, it's not like her. She's not saying her father diddled her or anything
okay.
like that.
All right. Or hit her.
Thank you for whispering that,
but
Oscar. It made
but
it
she
softer.
Alleges physical abuse. Anyway, you look at her face, and she looks like a brat.
She does
look like a brat.
The parents
but at the
are
same
guilty.
Time, the parents are guilty, too.
The parents are guilty because...
Oh, you jerks.
No,
this is what's wrong
no,
with America.
No, here's why the parents are guilty. That they are allowing this girl to get to this situation.
Absolutely.
What are you allowing?
Bad parenting. Because...
Somebody say they beat her enough if she was
no,
beat.
No.
Don't you think...
It's just bad parenting.
So you just sit on the sidelines from October to now... And this lawsuit is filed your kid has absolutely no guidance whatsoever. You intervene. You get proactive.
Let me say this.
Father
we don't
was
know.
A chief of police.
We don't know what they did, but I do know this: that when I lived under my parents' roof, mm-hmm. whether it was when I was 18 or 30,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, embarrassing enough, it was their effing rules. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't like their rules, I could leave. And if I left, certain things wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Well, my point is this, though. Your parents had a way of parenting that gave you a foundation and gave you strength. You're saying that it's all on the daughter. And
no,
I'm telling you have no idea whether
it's all
on the daughter.
I would say it's 80%.
Oh, you know what? I think the kid's a brat. I think you're probably right. But I will also tell you that when there's been no contact since October,
yes.
that, you know, why is this in a courtroom? Because if this, you know, if you had a judge.
I'll put the system on trial.
If you had a judge that decided he would go with this and was laying this out and sided on the side of the kid, you know how you screw the rest of the parents in the world?
Well, they didn't.
How many bad kids are going to do that?
Sure.
They haven't done that, but you're hard to argue with. I swear to God, but they didn't. Okay.
She's going to have this.
Incidentally, when you had that party where they called the cops,
yes.
you could have shown your parents a little more respect.
Yeah, how about I was grounded forever?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, forever? And that's what the judge is going to do. You are grounded forever.
The only thing I take issue with these parents is the lack of time, because it was a big hole in their legal argument that, you know, you haven't even had any contact with your daughter whatsoever
in
that amount of time.
I'm sure the truth lies in the middle, but it's no good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's no good, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Canning, wants her parents to pay the remaining $5,000 in tuition owed to Morris Catholic High School.
She's Catholic.
Of course.
That's funny.
I think that's nice.
Where she is a senior and she wants access to a college fund that was set up for her. She is not going to win that.
I hope she had a nice Ash Wednesday. I hope she had a nice Ash Wednesday.
Oscar's behind you.
Gimme, gimme, gimme is what she's
Rachel,
saying.
Rachel, Oscar's all for you. A Florida judge ordered the release of the video clips from Justin Bieber's time at the Miami Beach Police Department after his drunk driving arrest. Anyway, they're going to edit it and they're going to release it. There you go. Okay, good. Yeah.
They're going to pixelize his pee-pee.
Right. And now a little something, something. Here we go. We got to get to this, guys.
Okay.
On Monday night around 10 p.m., 32-year-old Matthew Bassard and his girlfriend, 36-year-old Letitia Cagle of Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene!
They were drunk on homemade shine.
Oh, boy.
And they wanted some pizza. They went to a pizza place called World Pies.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Matthew and Letitia thought they were being turned down because they were drunk because they said they were closing at World Pies. So they took their homemade moonshine and tried to turn them into Molotov cocktails.
Oh, really? Okay.
They broke the glass of the restaurant's front door, forced their way in, took one of the curtains, used it as a wick to light their moonshine on fire, and threw their flaming moonshine cocktails into the restaurant.
Fantastic.
Fortunately, all the employees managed to safely lock themselves in the basement. I don't know if I'd do that if my building was burning.
See, I guess it's not the best move.
They called 911. Matthew and Letitia were arrested for arson, burglary, and criminal mischief. I bet they both have extra cheese. I don't know why. All I got. Sorry.
Melted cheese.
We'll take a melted cheese after the fire. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by SeatGeek. What's the worst part about going to a concert or a sporting event? Trying to find the best tickets at the best price. I want to tell you about a wonderful new website, SeatGeek. Say hello to SeatGeek.com. It's the best way for fans to save money when buying sports and concert tickets, and it's 100% free. What SeatGeek does is they go through the internet, they go to all the ticket sites, and they gather all the information for you in one place to give you the best prices to your events. It's just like Kayak or Orbitz, but for sports and concert tickets, even better. SeatGeek also has a technology called DealScore. This is my favorite part. They calculate the value of every single ticket you look at, and then they will tell you if it's a good deal or not. Good deals get a green dot, bad deals get red dots. It's phenomenal. They also have wonderful interactive stadium maps on SeatGeek to show you the view from each section to let you know exactly what your view will be. Perfect. Remember, this is a free service, no additional fees whatsoever. With SeatGeek, you'll pay the same price as you would if you went to any site directly. Use our promo code TMOS to create an account on SeatGeek.com and get $20 back off your first purchase of $120 or more on SeatGeek. Remember, that's TMOS and boom, $20 back in your pocket. Go to SeatGeek.com, your ticket to every ticket at SeatGeek.
Do it today.
Yes, sir. Now back to the show. Well, let's open up the Magic Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak and see what's going on today.
You're going to love this, Mike. You love a good baseball call, and this is there are only one person covering this game. It was a University of Miami game. The pitcher threw a perfect game. The person who was covering it, the kid's little brother. And this is a very, very excitable but great call. This is Jorge Salas covering the perfect game of Javi Salas.
And here we go. The windup. The kick from Salas. The pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's a perfect game. Salas did it. A perfect game for Javi Salas. Folks, we just witnessed history. It's a perfect game for Javi Salas. Zeros across the board. And Javi Salas has thrown a perfect game against the Villanova Wildcats on this fourth night of March 2014. Oh, my goodness.
Love the emotion. What I love, he never brings up the fact that it's his brother.
Javi.
He's just the only guy covering the game, so that's the only call that exists.
Javi
of that
Salas.
Perfect game.
Sounds like cool. It could be a big leaguer, doesn't he? Javi Salas.
Now let's go to Russia, where there is some consequences being felt by the American version of the Russian television network,
Larry's network,
the RT, Russia Today.
They threw me out.
This is a lady named Liz Wall who resigned live on TV. Keep in mind, Russia pays her,
right?
And she resigned on their airwaves.
I cannot be part of network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American
Putin.
Putin.
I think we know the kind of quality anchors they're getting over there.
Exactly. Well, you know, they weren't hiring in like a Waynesboro.
Putin.
But it's brave.
Okay. Disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
earlier in the week, same network, on the show Russia Today, here is anchor Abby Martin.
Before we wrap up the show, I wanted to say something from my heart about the ongoing political crisis in Ukraine and Russia's military occupation of Crimea. Just because I work here for RT doesn't mean I don't have editorial independence. And I can't stress enough how strongly I am against any state intervention in a sovereign nation's affairs. What Russia did is wrong. I admittedly don't know as much as I should about Ukraine's history or the cultural dynamics of the region, but what I do know is that military intervention is never the answer. And I will not sit here and apologize or defend military aggression. Furthermore, the coverage I've seen of Ukraine has been truly disappointing from all sides of the media spectrum and rife with disinformation.
So when the state-owned television is turning against the government, I think things are about to change over there.
In what way?
I mean, if...
Well, people are leaving. They're leaving. They assigned that the second reporter that didn't quit.
Yeah, but you say things about to change.
Things aren't changing.
Do you mean that the Russia's going to go back to being like the Soviet Union? Is that what's happening? Will get better?
I think there is a growing awareness, and they're not going to be able to whitewash the politics that are being presented to the Russians.
But I was just kidding. New reporters, they'll take the paycheck.
You know, they'll lose a few reporters, yeah. But the fact is, you know, I'll believe that things are going to change if they get the boots off the ground in Crimea.
Yeah, that guy plays his own rules.
What Vladimir Putin seems to be doing here is he is mounting a campaign that is saying we're going to protect the Russian-speaking populations of Ukraine. That's why I'm sending people in.
Okay.
Arguably, every news person that I've heard interviewed, everything I've read about this says that is total BS.
Yes.
These people are not in danger.
Well, that's what you're hearing.
That's what you're, you know, yeah, that's the news I'm getting.
Yes.
Right.
So what I put together with that is that, you know, this guy wants the Crimean Peninsula. He wants to have it. He wants more territory. He wants the Russian Empire to expand. That's it. I believe that. I truly believe that. And even if you come in and you say we're going to have elections now, incidentally, in 10 days,
yeah. Right.
To see if you want to be part of Russia,
yeah.
I mean, the whole thing stinks.
Who do you vote for?
They're corrupt.
All right.
They're corrupt.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great day, everybody.
Boy, sorry about that.
That's all right.
We completely ran out of time. More on this next time. We'll be talking about Crimea and all that stuff in the Audio Vault this week. Not the Audio Vault, the bonus hour. Let's do that. And more fun and more thrills. We got to get out of here. We're up against the clock. So long. See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ciao. So long.
Hey!
Before you go, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows. Or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Now beat it!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.